The Bombers were edged out by the Eagles 54-53 in overtime. Mountain Home held Valonia to just 7 points in the first quarter, but the Eagles scored 20 in the second to take a 3-point lead into the locker room. Valonia led for much of the second half as well. With over 10 seconds left of regulation, Luke Cruz hit a three for the Bombers to tie the game at 49. After a timeout with approximately 3 seconds left, the Eagles' inbound pass was stolen by Garrett Dietschy, and he just missed his heave at the buzzer. In the overtime period, Grant Gores gave Valonia a 1-point advantage in the waning seconds with a layup. After one last timeout, Talon Benton took the inbound pass for Mountain Home, drove down the lane, and hit what appeared to be the go-ahead layup. However, the basket was waved off because Benton was called for an offensive foul, and the clock was at zero, giving the Eagles the win. Cruz led the Bombers with 16 points, and David Waymire added 10. For Valonia, Tyler Moran scored 10 points. Mountain Home falls to 10-12 on the season and 5-3 in the 6A-5A-2. The Eagles improved to 10-12 and 2-6. The evening began with the Lady Bombers losing to Valonia 52-46. This was a game that had several lead changes, but in the third quarter, the Lady Eagles had built a lead as large as 12. Mount Holmes' defense tightened up, and by the end of the period, the margin was cut to 3. Lady Bombers swapped a few leads with Valonia in the final quarter, but in the final minute, the Lady Eagles pulled away for a 6-point victory. Mountain Home was led by Hannah Pfeiffer with 20 points, Peyton Husky had 11, and Anna Grace Foreman chipped in 10. Paige Kelly ended up with 16 points for Valonia. The Lady Bombers dropped to 11-11 on the year and 4-4 in the district. The Lady Eagles are now 19-3 and 7-1. Mountain Home hits the road next Tuesday as they take on Morrilton. I'm Matt Sharp reporting.